West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica mayoral candidate Leslie McPherson was a little less than 100 votes shy on Tuesday of collecting enough votes in that four-person race to avoid a runoff. But in the end, McPherson collected almost 46% of the approximately 1,500 total votes cast. She'll now go head-to-head with current Mayor Gil McDougall, who received the second most number of votes and about half the number received by McPherson.
Colin, I feel real good about where we are. Our numbers were good. Our turnout was great. People we had contacted. I've gotten a massive amount of positive feedback today. I mean, I can't thank people enough. They have been so kind, encouraging, supportive. I have a nice group of volunteers that give up their free time, whether it's phone calling or driving me around to knock doors, trying to talk to their friends about places to put signs.
And despite receiving around two times the number of votes than McDougall in the first election on Tuesday, McPherson says she is taking nothing for granted.
It's a great lead, but you don't rest on your laurels. You don't quit until you break the tape at the finish line. You have to earn people's votes. You don't get them. You need to earn them. And if that means they want to talk to you for a half hour, you talk to them for a half hour.
And that runoff election for mayor of Villarica is scheduled for Tuesday, December 5th. Well, following a rezoning request approval by the Carroll County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday, a 77-year-old innovative metal fabrication, distribution, and finishing company officially announced its plans to relocate their headquarters from Atlanta to Carroll County, bringing new employment opportunities and investments to the region. Family-owned business SAF has been around since 1946. Since then, the company has grown to over 250 employees. SAF fabricates, finishes, and distributes metal products for the commercial building industry. Company aims to bring 60 new positions to the community and a $17 million investment in Carroll County. Carroll County Sheriff's Office is warning local businesses of a potential scam in which investigators believe individuals are advising they work for Carroll County Fire Rescue. Deputies say in the past several weeks, a company based out of Cobb County has been visiting businesses in Carroll County with the intent to ultimately increase their commission. The so-called sales techs go into businesses impersonating the local fire marshal or fire inspector and tell the business owners if they don't have their fire extinguishers updated or purchase bigger fire extinguishers, then they'll have to shut down their business. Deputies insist that this company is not affiliated with local fire departments. Anyone with questions or concerns regarding possible incidents should contact the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. The Community Foundation of West Georgia issuing $312,000 to 30 local nonprofit organizations in Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard counties on Wednesday through the foundation's Community Impact Fund and Innovation Grant programs. Funds this year benefiting arts and culture, education, environmental improvement, and social services. Since the first grants were issued from the Community Impact Fund in 2004, more than $5.3 million has been distributed to local organizations. The Villarica Police Department will add a new patrol car to its fleet thanks to a grant by Norfolk Southern Railway. City officials notified this week that the railroad had approved a $45,000 grant for the city's public safety enhancement program. The new vehicle is a specially equipped pursuit utility vehicle. However, it will require other emergency equipment such as light bar and a police radio before it's ready for service, and other city funds will be required to fully equip the new car. High school students from construction programs in Carroll and Harrelson counties on Thursday competing with other schools in Northwest Georgia during the Skills Challenge hosted by the Associated General Contractors of Georgia. Competitions include blueprint reading, carpentry, electrical, masonry, plumbing, team build, and welding. The Skills Challenge allows high school students enrolled in the construction programs an opportunity to showcase their trade talents in a, quote, game day atmosphere, and allows them the opportunity to receive job offers from participating industry representatives. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.